It's 11 after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and that means it's time for Raising the Standard with the good folks at Boss Services. As we talk about and hopefully answer questions that you may have come up regarding your heating and cooling systems, plumbing, electrical, even bathroom upgrades and duct cleaning and air purification. We've addressed them all over time and will continue to do that. And this morning to help us with that is Jeff Street, one of the owners at Boss Services. Jeff, how are things at the Street household?
Things are super amazing as always.
Super amazing as always. That's a good thing. We're enjoying some sunshine here today, which is not all that common this time of year in Southwest Michigan. We're more accustomed to clouds than we are to sun. Been actually a decent winter for anybody who may have put in some solar units in the past, because they I would imagine don't expect much out of them in a Michigan winter or Southwest Michigan winter, but we've had way more sunshine than normal for us, and I'm okay with that. We're going to talk about the power of the sun and the power of the earth and how it can help you in taking care of your heating and cooling needs. And we're going geothermal this morning. Is that correct? And something brand spanking new that you folks at Boss Services are offering? Let's get the scoop on that.
Yeah, brand spanking new, Jim. So geothermal is, you know, one of the most efficient ways to heat and cool your home. And with that is, you know, there's a huge cost factor with that, because you have to either have a large source of water, whether it's a lake or a pond or something, to draw in and discharge water to, or you have to lay loops in your ground and drill wells or however you want to do that. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that needs to go into that to get the earth to heat and cool your water a little bit, so you can, you know, bring that into your home and do all the magic that happens in a geothermal unit to turn that into hot and cold air blowing through your home. But we have a new product that's a hybrid geothermal system that really does that without all the, you know, drilling into your backyard type of thing.
Sounds like it would be less expensive than what you're talking about originally, with all of the drilling and the laying of the tubage and so on and so forth.
It is. It's super cost effective, and it's not for everybody, so not all homes can do this. So the number one criteria is you have to have a well. You have to be on well water. You can hook it up to city water, but it uses the water out of your well. So if you're on city water, it's going to be more expensive because you got to pay city water bills.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for well water people, and then it's also for those, you know, if you're on well water, there's a good chance that you're not, you know, on natural gas, so you probably have a propane tank or an oil furnace or just straight electric heat. So it's really designed for those people to be able to tap into some cheaper heat options and AC.
And the general concept of geothermal is what? You're running water, what, through the ground and utilizing the fact that the ground maintains a relatively specific temperature year-round. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know what the exact temperature is, but
50-something?
Yeah, it's basically going to heat or cool that water to that temperature, which makes it easier to convert that on the in the unit itself. Is inside that unit. Jerry's the geo expert.
Okay.
But he's out installing one of these new systems today, so he's not here to talk about it.
Well, all right then. So what do you mean by the hybrid part of this? What does the hybrid part mean?
So the hybrid part, it's a geothermal unit, but it's just not pulling, it's not running water through loops in your ground, and it's not, you know, pulling from a pond or a lake or something. It's using the water out of your well system. Which there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, there's, you know, you're not just running your well pump 24 hours a day to provide this water. We're upgrading your pressure tank, which causes your well, you know, your well pump to run less because it's going to have more pressure and water and all that good stuff. This company that makes the system, they've done the research on it, and they're doing half of the manufacturer's specs on well pumps to make sure that they're not burning out pumps and stuff like that. So they put a lot of effort into researching this and R&D and all that good stuff.
So, and you've hooked up with this company, and this is new on the market, and you guys are the first and only ones to have it. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've been installing these for about 10 years themselves.
Okay.
You know, doing their R&D portion. The cool thing is it's made here in Michigan. So we went to the factory in northern Michigan, and we talked to them. We went to houses that have them, and so it's truly amazing that what they're doing. And basically, the system is providing 100% of the air conditioning. So these houses that have these don't have an air conditioner sitting outside. They don't have a condenser unit. They don't have coils on top of their furnace. They just have a furnace and this hybrid geo system to heat and cool their house.
Wow.
And it's, you know, it's 5 degrees outside, you know, for a high up there in, you know, the Great White North. And their furnace is turning on once or twice a day just for a little bit of, you know, boost in the middle of the night to provide some heat. But for the most part, this geo system is providing most of their heat and all of their air conditioning. And it's, yeah, huge cost savings.
So if someone has a traditional system right now, is this a matter of add-ons or peripheral pieces to that, or are you swapping out old equipment for new equipment, or perhaps no equipment? You said there's no AC unit in this, right?
Yeah, so you can remove the AC unit on most homes. If you have one of the, you know, super big giant house, then it's not going to cover all of your AC needs, but the average home, this will cover all of your AC. So you could probably take out your entire AC, and your furnace would be, you know, supplemental heat at that point, but it would tie into your furnace. And this system talks to your furnace. So when it can't keep up, it'll say, hey, turn on, and your furnace will turn on and give it that little boost of heat.
And basically what's cooling your home is the geothermal part of it, and it's being distributed throughout your home through existing ductwork, basically by the furnace fan. Am I understanding that or not?
Yeah, it's got its own fan in it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's going into your existing ductwork. And it's going to run, like it runs most of the day, most of the night, depending on, you know, really how hot or cold it is. Like right now it probably wouldn't, but it'll run most of the time, but it's going to put out in the winter, it'll put out a warmer air, not the hot air that your furnace is putting out. It'll put out a warm air constantly.
Okay.
So it kind of makes your home just more comfortable, too. You're not getting, you know, extreme temperature spikes from a furnace turning on and off.
That's kind of like the old hot water heat. My dad had that in our house, and it was just kind of always kind of on. There wasn't really ever any blast of hot air. I mean, because you had these registers along the walls in every room, and there was just kind of radiant heat coming out as it was running hot water through the pipe. So it's similar to that?
Yeah, without the water pipes.
Right.
Yeah. But yes, yeah, same concept though, yeah.
Any idea on projected savings, or is that too difficult to determine because there's so many size houses and stuff?
Yeah, so there's a formula that they have that we have that we can go over. I don't know what it is off the top of my head because it does vary, you know, house size. But they've got a computer on every unit that links back to a website, and you can watch in real time. It calculates your savings for you. You put in your power provider and your if you're on LP or fuel oil, and it'll tell you based on the average price of LP and the average price of electric per kilowatt hour for your provider, it'll tell you how much money you've saved in real time. And it's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. That would make a lot of people happy, I would imagine. As far as the installation process is concerned, how big of a project is this? Is this a couple of weeks? Is this a couple of hours? Is this a day and a half? What are we talking here?
Most probably 90% of the jobs will be a one-day installation.
Oh, yeah. Pretty impressive too, as opposed to having, as you said, to go out and drill wells and all that kind of stuff with the old system.
Yeah, so they're out doing they're doing one today. They'll be done by mid-afternoon with it. Yeah,
that is pretty impressive. And you say is this the first one that you're out that Jerry's out working on today, or are there others?
Yeah. This is our first install today, which is why we've got, I think, four people out there because we're doing training on it. And then we've got another one ready to go. So we'll probably the first, you know, 5-6 of them that we do, we'll have a fairly large install crew to make sure that we're all doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll start doing it as a normal job, and a couple guys will go out there for half a day.
And
for a full day.
And again, new to you and new to this area, but the company that you're hooking up with here has a very serious and or significant track record, right?
Yeah, they've been producing these for a little over 10 years now. Their first one was made in a a plywood box, but they've really come a long way in 10 years. They hold a patent on it, and it's a great technology.
So they've upgraded from what, plywood to particle board? What?
No, they're in metal cabinets. They look just like a furnace.
Good for them.
Yeah.
So now we've got to add hybrid geothermal to this list of heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys keep doing this, we're not going to have time for the show.
It's going to be like a 20-minute intro. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind as you move forward here. All right. So if this is piqued to the interest of any of our listeners here this morning, what do they need to do, Jeff, to get some more information and get hooked up with you guys for a consultation?
Then call our office 269-468-6682 or our website thebossservices.com and just say, hey, Jim sent me, I need some hybrid geo.
That sounds fascinating. I find all that that new technology very interesting, particularly when it comes to both energy and money savings. So good luck to you on this new venture. And people, if you're looking for more information, give Boss Services a call. Jeff, have a great day, good weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you. It's Boss Services raising the standard here on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM weekly here on Friday mornings at 8:10 on WSJM, raising the standard as Southwest Michigan's own home maintenance experts.